There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're talking small and medium-sized businesses here on The Business Breakfast. Now, delighted to be joined in the studio by the Managing Director of Blue House Group, architecture, engineering and interior design company based here in Dubai, James Coburn. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm a big fan. It's good to be here.
Thanks for taking time out. We wanted to talk to you because we're keen to focus on small local businesses who make the transition from being a small local business to being a medium-sized local business and then going regional and going global. And that's the position that you're in at Blue House Group at the moment. 15-year-old company, worked on some of the most high-profile projects here in the region. You what, 60, 70 people now?
Yes, we did reach a height of 70 people. We're back around about 50 to 55, depending on projects.
Fine. So how do you take that from being one of the strongest local companies in Dubai and the UAE to being regional and then global?
We've been through that path already, Richard. And it's because of the market that we've actually scaled back or right-sized to that point of 55. When I joined the company in 2012, I was promoted in 2013, and we wrote a strategy which was a diversification and expansion strategy. So the diversification was also geographical diversification. The strategy was to create market share. So it was top-line growth from the 10 million dirham turnover and triple that to 30 million and maintain that growth through repeat business, through making sure that we service clients and over-service them, and then with that brand, take it into an international setting through typically what I call client sponsorship. So clients that we already had a good track record with and then winning their projects in new geographical destinations such as KSA, Kuwait, Oman, etc., Egypt.
Right. So that was the strategy in 2012, 13, 14. How did it go and how has it changed?
So the aim was to get by 2016 to that turnover, and we did it, and then maintain that turnover to today, which we have done. Now, the way that has changed is that we've actually now focused on a differentiator strategy. So using technology and innovation for the betterment of the industry, but also the servicing of our clients. So we have to continually innovate
give us an example. Very easy words to throw around. We know because we throw them around on the radio all the time.
Sure.
It's much more difficult to actually be an innovator. So give us specific examples of what you're doing that's innovative.
So we were the vanguard of using the new design tool of Revit and the then building information management, which is now a modeling tool for creating integration of all design for not only the design process, but construction efficiency in construction, and then also facilities or asset management following construction.
So that's using a new type of software. What else are you doing that's innovative? Because anyone can go and buy that software and use it. I mean, you didn't invent that software.
No.
You just bought the licenses.
Correct. But there's obviously a huge knowledge base and learning curve, which being the vanguard, it was 4 years to perfect that. It was being used in architecture. It was being used in structural engineering, not so much for MEP engineering and particularly not for interior design. So to create a fully integrated model was where we innovated.
Just go back a step, really, to more or less what you do. I mean, the Blue House Group, I don't know if your German market, whether you call it the Blauhaus Group, sound a bit more like Bauhaus.
Sure.
Looking on your website, it's a much more sort of, warm and cuddly sort of design than Bauhaus. It's not sort of pure Bauhaus, is it? But how would you describe the company? Where's your most revenue come from? Because, you know, we've got sort of architecture, interior design, engineering firm. Sounds like multiple disciplines. But where does your money actually come from?
First 10 years up until 2012, it was pure interior design. Mm-hmm. And that is still the lion's share of our revenue. We are looking at much larger projects now. So within one or two wins, we could have architecture as the lion's share, typically just because of the size of the projects that we're looking at.
You mentioned earlier, scaled back and market isn't there at the moment. You've reduced your staff to about 50 people. Are those bigger contracts still there then?
Surprisingly, yes. Decision-making's taking a long time, though, Malcolm. So it's about making sure that you have the right information to make the right decisions and staff accordingly for the ebbs and flows of the marketplace.
What sort of area are these bigger companies in? Are they hotels? Are they government contracts?
So
where are they coming from?
Yes, thank you, Malcolm. We've got a clear strategy for hotel refurbishments. Yeah. So we're renowned for corporate workplace up until maybe 5 years ago, and then we started building a hospitality portfolio. portfolio. And with the technology that we're using, we're what's called a lead design consultant. So we'll work with star architects such as Zaha Hadid, renowned hospitality consultants such as Studio HBA or even Christina Zanuck, and take their information and put it into a fully working model coordinated for quick construction and asset management.
We have a lot of hotels being built here. That hasn't slowed down, obviously, for the future when things are better. But I imagine that probably people have delayed their refurbishment cycles, that sort of what might have been done every 3 or 4 years, now going out to 5 or 6 years. So probably getting less of the refurb stuff.
There's still a fair few, Malcolm. So typically it's driven by engineering and engineering design. So there's always a shelf life when it comes to MEP engineering, and that will drive the CapEx, and then they'll fold the interior design and the nice-to-haves in the front of house into that expenditure.
Number of questions coming in about your business model. You talked about your strategy. What's the Blue House funding / equity model? Someone says there are thousands of companies out there, furniture vendors, who do some design for free. How do you, A, structure your business model and then finance that business model?
We're self-financed, Richard, so which has been an amazing strategy, to tell you the truth. So we've always, with any profit, we reinvest into the business, which is why we've got this innovation strategy and bought into the technology and our staff. So making sure that the knowledge base within our staff, our wonderful staff, are there.
So what's the next frontier of innovation? You said embracing software like Revit and BIM. That was 3 or 4 years ago. But of course, as with any innovation, it becomes commonplace in the industry. What's the next frontier for you and your industry?
The A&D industry, architecture and design industry, is being fragmented into two different strategies. One that is the pure design, where you'll have the star architects that will do the concept and schematic design and always have a name for these beautiful creations. And we're talking about IA, there's what's electronic-driven design for institutional buildings, such as schools, hospitals, universities, where algorithms will do the design for the client.
That's interesting. Talk to me about that.
So a lot of the very, very large organizations are now investing in algorithmic designs where the parameters of the design, the parameters of the plot, the parameters of, for instance, the healthcare industry, if we're looking at hospitals, are all inputted into an algorithm, and then using Revit and building information management, multiple different designs are popped out within a matter of 48 hours to sift through and find the most efficient design.
So the computer will come up with the design. You'll pump in $300 million, 200 beds, 3 surgical wards, blah, 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 and it will come up with something for you.
Indeed, and also taking note of any of the design criteria in particular regions. So if it's in the UK and the healthcare criteria for that, it's wonderful technology. It's doing away with the architect a little.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not voting for Christmas.
But we can't be naive. We've got to be on top of this. And it is, again, for the betterment of the industry.
How much do you say your staff went down from 75 down to 50? How much was it due to sort of automation?
Very little. Basically, it was because of the market, to tell you the truth. A lot of those staff are now working for our competitors, and probably not enjoying themselves as much, but they're still being utilized in the marketplace because of the learning they had at Blue House Group.
Final question is, what happens next? You had this strategy to go from 10 million dirhams to 30 million dirhams, and you cracked that. Can you go from 30 million to, I don't know, 100 million or whatever the next phase of your growth is, as an independent self-funded company? Or inevitably, will you be, I don't know, acquire other companies and grow that way, or be acquired by another company?
So it's a partnership strategy. So we've already got a good standing. Obviously, everyone's looking at Kingdom of Saudi Arabia at the moment. We have a partnership there, and we have a lot of trusted partners and clients there. So leveraging
what do you mean by partnership?
So, there's, again, within the design industry, we can develop projects through pure design, through design and build, through consulting, workplace consulting. We have a partner that is our licensing partner over there, but partnership as in forming strategic partnerships with contractors, with developers, with government.
James, appreciate your time this morning. Nice talking to you. Best of luck with that strategy. James Coburn is Managing Director of Blue House Group Architecture, Design and Engineering Consultancy. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.